So we're going to start with Chasing Bhakti Ras in Manjibhav Sadhana. We're reading from a book by Kunja Bihari Das Babaji Maharaj called Manjri Sru Nirupan. And he's giving a lot of preliminary philosophy and tattva about how the Manjris think and act and feel before he describes the Ras. It's a long introduction, it's like 50 pages just introduced before he starts the main topic, which is how to relish Ras and Manjibhav Sadhana. So all these classes we've been having are just warm up for that. So these are some interesting points. The Manjris are very clever, and they think that their degree of desire to serve Krishna is very less. Therefore, they don't try to serve Krishna directly. The Manjris prefer to remain constantly absorbed in the mood of Radharani, the embodiment of the ocean of desire for Krishna's service. Radharani is the epitome of the highest devotional affection in Mahabhava. So thus, the Manjris, they show more devotion to Radharani than Krishna. Convinced that by doing that, by serving Radharani and showing more devotion to Radharani than Krishna, the Manjris are convinced that they will be able to please Krishna the most in that way. The dominant affection of the Manjris is towards the divine couple. This is a unique aspect. Because generally, the stairati is translated as the dominant affection. Means Madhuri Ras, Madhurati, Sakurati, Vatsayurati, Dasurati. It's directed towards a Vishai, an object of love. The object of love is Krishna primarily. So it shows Vatsaya Ras and the object of love is Krishna. So everyone, the object of their love and braj is one, is Krishna. But the Manjris, all the Sakis, their object of love is Krishna. Or maybe they have more affection for Radharani, Radhasneya Adik, more affection than for Krishna. There are some Sakis in that category also. Or they have equal affection for Radha Krishna, or more affection for Krishna. But their object, their Prem Vishai, the object of their love is Krishna and Krishna alone. The Manjris are unique because the object of their love is not Krishna, not Radha Krishna Yuga. That's why we say we're Radha Krishna Yuga Upasikas. We're worshippers of Radha and Krishna together. So when we say we want to go, our goal is Krishna Prem, we say no. What? Our goal is Radha Krishna Prem. Radha Govinda Prem, Radha Madhava, whatever your favorite, Radha Raman Prem. So this is a distinction, that's why it's being mentioned by this great learned Babaji Kunja Bihari Das. Well, the Snairati, the Manjris, is toward Radha and Krishna in the mood of romantic love, amorous love. That's what's called. Their Snairati is Madhurati, but for not the object. The Prem Vishai for the Manjris is Krishna, and the Prem Vishai is Radharani. They have two Prem Vishais, and they are the Prem Ashray. Vibhav, it's called, the category of Vibhav. So they worship Radha Krishna as one unit. That's an interesting way to describe Radha Krishna. What unit usually is in mathematics or stocking shelves in a supermarket. One unit, two units. Worship Radha Krishna is one digit. I mean, that's all English translation. I'm sure the Bengali must not be like that, but probably says you worship as Yugo, you know. Yugo, the Yugo Upasika becomes translated in English, absorbed in Radha Krishna as one unit. There's always something lost in translation. A lot lost. So that's sad. Next page. Welcome back, dear. A long time away there. Missing you. Radha alone, only Radharani by herself is not the source of happiness for the Sakis Manjaris. The Sthirati for of affection, the dominant mood of affection, the Sthirati for Manjaris has both Radha and Krishna. These Indian books, they often repeat points 5-10 times. So you beat your head with the same point. You turn one page, you see the one point. You turn the next page, you see the same point. Goes through three pages. A book written in Switzerland or Europe, they make the point once and that's it, and they go on. But Indian books, they always make the point 10 times. Got thick heads or something, you know. Has thick heads to get through there or something, I don't know. Sometimes I say, all right, again and again and again. Okay, well, it's worth repeating, but sometimes there's a word in English called redundant. Hey, what is this guy? Daddy Baba.
Daddy Shyam Baba.
Everybody's friend, Daddy. Can't live with him, you can't live without him. He's one of those in that category. So reading from Manjari Srup Nirupan. And he's begging as a Sadaka Manjari, Kunjarihari is begging all the he's begging Radha and Krishna for service, begging all the Manjaris, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, begging them all for service to Radha and Krishna Yuga. And he's begging that he's always obedient to the Sakis, and he understands the purpose of Radha and Krishna's slightest motion or hint. In English is called ingita. It's an interesting word. Ingita means indication in English. This is a prayer that he's saying here, being absorbed in Radha Krishna's qualities and beauty, Sandarya Rupam and their guna, I shall be enthusiastically affectionate. That's an interesting way to describe affection. Affection means the loving sentiment, a feeling of appreciation, gratitude, and attachment and service. So many things are in the word affection, but enthusiastic affection. Not lazy. you're enthusiastic about your affection. You express it in many different ways, any way, every way, anyhow, any place. In this way, I will make a residence among the Sakis. That's a nice idea. I want to live among the Sakis. Because now we're living among human beings. But these are transcendental personalities, Krishna and Sakis. So we want to live there. We want to live there in Sakarupa, and we want to live there in Siddharupa. So then he gives an example of Radha's affection. Example of Radha's affection for a Saki from Ushala Nilamani. Oh, this is interesting. This shows transcendental loving relationships among girls, ladies, in the spiritual world. One day on Golden Hill, Rupa Manjari observed Radharani displaying extreme affection to Lalita while she was enjoying romantic pastimes with Krishna. Radharani said to one of Lalita's Sakis, praising Lalita's good fortune. Oh, Saki. No, wait a minute. Rupa Manjari said to one of Lalita's Sakis, oh, Saki, just see how Radharani is personally cleaning the perspiration and rearranging the hair from Lalita's face, even though she's simultaneously enjoying amorous pastimes with Krishna. Talk about not envious, no jealousy. Lita's enjoying with Krishna in the kunja. And Radharani knows that. As well, she must be uncomfortable. Her face is all perspiring. Her hair is all in her eyes. So Radharani goes in, tiptoes in like a ballerina. And she wipes the perspiration from her forehead and moves her out of her way. And maybe picks up a fan and fans her. This is from Ujjala Nilamani. This is solid proof from Rupa Manjari herself is writing the Ujjala Nilamani. Eyewitness account by Rupa Manjari. Writing as Rupa Goswami. Pretty extraordinary. There's volumes of philosophy and tattva and on amorous love and spiritual reality that can be written just by this one pastime from Ujjala Nilamani. Serving your girlfriend when she's with your boyfriend. And not just playing badminton, you know, and bringing her a cup of water. Your girlfriend's not playing table tennis, you know. She's lying on top of your boyfriend in the clinch. Oh, what a good opportunity to service. An ordinary girl in this world, go in there and strangle that lady. But this is not an ordinary world, this is an extraordinary world. Transcendental reality. And Kunjihari Goswami comments on this Ujjala Nilamani. Lila. Ararani serving Lita during amorous dalliance with Shamsundar. The idea is the Raja shows strong affection for Lita by wiping the perspiration rising in the course of her loving pastime with Krishna. At this time, it doesn't take precedence over her own feelings for Krishna, but it serves to feed the fire of that love even more. Therefore, it is not a staibhav or davamu, it's a sanchari or transitory feeling. This is a technical thing. In other words, even when Lalita is serving Lalita Sakhi, it seems like a transitory emotion, like a sanchari. That's what he said. He said it's not a change in her stairati. As she's becoming from Madhurati, she's becoming Dasyarati, like a servant. She's still Madhurati. It's just a wave of her Madhurati, wave of her affection. Transitory feeling. Sanchari means moving towards. Chara. Chara means moving. And his tika, this verse from Ujjala Nilamani, Vishnu Chakravarti in his Tika on Ujjala Nilamani, he cites Bhakti Rasmi to Sindhu to explain, and he concludes the Bhavalas Rati is, I don't know how to transfer here. Anyway, it's so, I don't know what the context is. So, in other words, Rupa Goswami, Kunjihari says one thing, and then he says, Vishnu Chakravarti says that this is an example of Bhavalasrati, which is special Stairati, the Manjaris, the Radharani is showing it. A little confusing here. But these feelings are not temporary. Anyway, it's really technical. I can't explain it properly, or can I understand it properly? Be honest with you. Some things are beyond me, really. Most of this is beyond me. I'm just reading it for purification and get some general sketchy idea of what the reality is. Because unless you're really advanced soul and very learned, you can't have much perception of all this. But I'm dutifully trying to serve the cause of hearing and chanting as much as possible about the Manjaris, their bhav, their seva, their attitude, their outlook. And this will bring me success, I'm confident of that. When you become Radharani's confidential Sakhi, then Krishna will know you as Radharani's beloved Sakhi, and Krishna will show special affection and spontaneous affection to you. Even more so than if you became Krishna's lover independently. This is Stephen Kundabihari, which is the conclusion of his understanding. So we're coming at Sakhi Rarani, means the Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi, which is the category of Manjaris and Kinkaris. Are we coming at Sakhi friend of Rarani? Intimacy with Krishna will follow automatically. So you become Rarani's Sakhi, or Kinkaris, Manjari, then in certain situations when Rarani's angry with Krishna, or it's hard for Krishna to meet Rarani because her mother-in-law is there and keeping her away or locked in her room, then Krishna will have to come to you, the Sakhi Manjari, and beg you for help. With a straw between his teeth also. He comes in a very humble mood. Without you having to do anything, Krishna will come to make friends with you. Just like you want to meet the sister of some guy. But you don't know the, you've seen and noticed the sister, but you don't know the guy. So you find some friends, say, do you know the guy? So yeah, can you introduce me to him? So your friend introduces it to the brother of the girl you're interested in. And they're like, how are you doing this? I make friends. I say, you know, so he said, can I come over to your house sometime? Yeah, come over. So then you come over there. So who's that girl? You're going to pretend like you don't know. Oh, that's my sister. Oh, what's her name? Well, introduce me. Oh, this is so and so. Oh, it's hello. And they look at each other, see what happens then. So this is being clever. So Krishna, he's in a fix. He can't meet Rarani. And Rarani, he can't talk to her. So he has to find somebody who's from inside. Somebody that goes in and out of the house. So some Manjari comes out to collect some water or do something. Hey, hey, Manjari, come here. Listen, what's the situation there? Oh, it's really bad. What do you suggest? I suggest you disguise yourself as my mother. What does your mother look like? I was glad she looked like my mother, you know. I give you white hair and everything. And then the Manjari dresses Krishna and says, okay. And then she goes, oh, what's your mother doing? Oh, she wants to see Rarani, you know, okay, come in. And then the Manjari brings her mother, actually Krishna, into Jatila's house, into Rarani's bedroom, and the rest is history. So Krishna had to come to the Manjari to make friends. So the Manjari saw through any independent effort to gain Krishna's affection and attention. Okay, why is he showing so much affection? Because he's got a motivation. Why does anybody come out with lots of affection? They got some plan in their mind. I have one mantra I always remember. If anybody's coming to you, they're coming to you for something. If somebody comes to visit you, no one comes to wish you well or bring a couple of fruits or something. So usually within 2 minutes that somebody comes to me, I say, how can I serve you? What do you want? Well, my daughter's getting married, you know, and I have 4 daughters, and this is, you know, I don't have any money, and hard ass city giving money. How much you want? $50,000, come on, man. I'll give you 30. Okay, 30. So I get it done fast, get the job done. Why waste time? You know you have to pay something. So just pay and go, you know. Touch and go. Don't make a long, the guy wants to make a long introduction. I have one friend of mine, he always comes to me and asks me donations because the people are afraid, but they know he's my contractor, built my house, he's my friend. So you go through him, he's their agent. He's a Kanya Don agent. So he comes, he says, you know, everybody in Raka knows you, you're very famous. He goes on for a long, like 20 minutes thing. I go, oh my God, how much is this going to cost? I don't want to be rude, you know, because he's rich bossy. But she has the same line all the time, like a Barbie doll, you know, pull the ring in the back. Oh, my name's Kathy. So, you know, and you've been here for 25 years or whatever. Everyone likes you. Everyone knows you. This, that, blah, blah, blah. You know? He says, you know, this guy, he has three daughters, and he just got run over by a truck. And his wife is living with three daughters to marry. He has no money. Everyone in the village is giving money. I said, well, how much do you expect me to give? Well, whatever you can give. So I said, oh, this is a tough one, though. Whatever I can give. And at the moment, I had a little bit of money. So I gave him 40,000 rupees. He said, well, this is very good. Maybe he gets 20% commission, I don't know. I don't know how it works, you know. You hire a commission, you know. Cut his own commission. You know, it's India. Everyone's got a... downline, everyone takes a cut, you know. So Krishna, the Manjari doesn't have to make any independent action, any independent arrangement to get affectionate attention from Krishna. Just become Radharani's friend. So the conclusion is, by being a surrender maid servant, Nitya Sakhi Pran Sakhi Radharani, Krishna will automatically show great affection to you. Why? For various reasons, mostly involving Radharani, Krishna cannot meet his beloved, Lady Love. At those times, Shyam approaches Srimati Radharani's mandris in a very submissive mood, showing them all kinds of affection. Same old, same old. You know. Brings him a squeeze and Mahaprasad Tambo. Oh, the Manji asked him on a Tambo. Oh, great. You know. And he begs the Manji to help him reunite with Radhika. So that's one more thing. That's it. Well, my dear mind, I don't know, this is a prayer from Raghunath Das Goswami Mana Shiksha. Oh, he has a prayer here. He says, I worship Giridhari because I know he's a lover of Radharani. This is a very interesting thing. We're not worshiping Krishna, he's Bhagavan, he's God. He's the object of upasya, the object of worship all Vaishnavas. Now, why worship? Well, he's the lover of my girlfriend, so we should be nice to him, you know. We're not particularly interested, but we try to be nice to him. Who can understand this, Bob? So he quotes, and support that idea. This is a famous, I don't know the Bengali, the Vedas told me sometimes, I forgot. But it says, I forget. He says, every Bengali Babaji and every Bengali Vaishnava knows this phrase. I worship Giridhari because I know that he's Radharani's lover. That's the only reason. He's not God. We know, of course, he's not God. He's Mora Pucha, Mora Saka, Mora Pramapati. He's my friend. He's my son, he's my lover. That's some Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he says, oh dear mind, Das Goswami Manasiksha, remember always, Vrindavan Chandra is the lover of my mistress Radharani. And Radharani is the one who rules over Krishna. Radharani, Vrindavan, Krishna Ishwari Ki. What are Radharani's names? It's Vrindavan Ishwari, Shameshwari. Shameshwari, she's the Lord of Sham. I think that's it for this week's Tasting Bhakti Rasa.